Number 8. The Inquest. Immediately after the catastrophe, the search for who was responsible began. Vasa's Danish-born captain, Surfring Hansen, was arrested and interrogated immediately. The questions were many.
Were the men drunk? Were all the cannon properly secured?
The captain replied,
"You can chop me into 1,000 pieces if all those cannon weren't secured. And before God Almighty, I swear that nobody on board was drunk. It was simply a little gust of wind that made the ship capsize. The ship was too unstable, even though all the ballast was in."
No evidence remains from Captain Hansen's testimony during the main inquiry a month later, but his words still linger.
"The ship was too unstable."
The crew said the same thing. Nothing was done wrong on board. The problem was that the ship was too unstable. Göran Mattsson, the ship's master, revealed that before the ship's departure, the captain wanted to demonstrate the ship's instability for Vice Admiral Klaas Fleming. The demonstration consisted of 30 men running back and forth over the deck to make the ship roll. After 3 rounds, the admiral forced them to stop or the ship would have capsized. Fleming was one of the Navy's most influential men and a personal friend of King Gustav Adolf. Admiral Fleming was never questioned, but is reported to have said,
"If only His Majesty were home."
Suspicions subsequently shifted to those responsible at the shipyard where Vasa was built. But the master shipbuilder, Hein Jacobsen, and one of the principal contractors, Arend Hubertsen, maintained before the Royal Council and the Admiralty that Vasa was built according to dimensions that the King himself had approved. Hubertsen added that only God knew whose fault it was. To refer to the King and God was, of course, a way of avoiding responsibility. And as far as we know today, nothing was ever clarified and nobody was ever punished for the incident. Today, we can establish that Vasa was a very well-built ship and that it didn't differ much from other warships of the 1600s. All ships with lots of cannon were tall and unstable by modern standards, and they occasionally capsized. The cause of the catastrophe must therefore lie in the period's inadequate knowledge of how to build and sail a large vessel with 2 gun decks, as well as the specific choice on that day to sail with all the gun ports open. Find out more about the circumstances of the catastrophe in the presentation about the sinking.